Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. We got a very special guest for you this week. We got Yeehaw Bob Jackson from Port Orleans Riverside. How you doing, Bob?
Yeehaw! Hello, everybody. This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. WDW Main Street, we love you. WDW Main Street, we love you. WDW Main Street, it's true. WDW Main Street, we love you.
That's now I would call that an entry, wouldn't you, Dan?
Yes, an entry of gigantic proportions.
So how you been doing, Bob? You hanging in there?
I am fantastic. I want to give a big shout out to all my friends listening tonight on the WDW Main Street Podcast. This is Yeehaw Bob Jackson from Port Orleans Riverside at Walt Disney World, and I'm just thrilled to death to be talking to my good friends Dennis and Doug. Thank you very much for inviting me onto your show.
We are so happy to have you, Bob. Me and Dennis have been going to Riverside now for what, the past 20 years, Dan?
Oh, we have, and I remember the first night seeing you there down at the port at the River Roost, and we've been big fans ever since, and it's always nice to go there and see a familiar face and hear some familiar tunes being banged out on the piano.
Thank you so much. It's been just a great, fun performance show. I've been there. I'm heading into my 19th year at that little stage, and every night is fun, and I'm just having the time of my life. We had a great weekend this last weekend, and it's just been a big hoot.
So, Bob, out of all the performances there, do you like the early one or the late show? You usually do two shows, and I know you try to invite people to the later one. And what's the difference between the two shows?
Both shows, you know, I really started about a quarter after 8, and I do a walk through the room. I do a meet and greet. And I meet everybody and see who's having birthdays and anniversaries, and I climb up on the stage. And the first show is there's always a lot of kids in there. I always have lots and lots of kids, and that makes that first show unique. And by the time I start my second show, about 10:15, they're mostly adults, and although I do keep it kid-friendly all the way to the end, till a quarter till 12. But I love both shows. It's just a big hoot. I really don't take a break. From the time I walk in that room until the time I'm walking out, I go pretty much pedal to the metal all the way through.
What do you contribute to you having this energy for 4 hours, Bob?
my hyperactivity. I've always been hyperactive as a child, and I was able to figure out a way to make a living at it. So I'm just a wild, hyperactive person, and I just love to carry on and entertain. It's my passion. It's just what I love to do.
Yeah. And it's just amazing to me how many fans you have. For instance, Bob, last time I saw you down there, and I'm sure you'll remember this night, a couple of gentlemen actually brought with them boxes of red hats. And when you walked into the River Roost and you had your yellow garb on that particular night, and everybody was wearing a red Yeehaw Bob hat, and you made the comment, if I known everybody was wearing red, I would have worn my red stuff. But that was kind of cool to see that fans actually brought those hats to the River Roost.
I would have worn my red outfit. I walked into that place, and there was close to 150 people, and everybody had on a red plastic bowler. It was us. I was walking through the room. I thought, now, what is wrong with this picture? Everybody has on a red bowler. And here this guy had bought and brought boxes and passed them all out to everybody. It was just the craziest thing you ever seen in your life. It was really funny.
Out of all the nights, what is one of your most memorable nights? What's one of the most craziest things that ever happened to you at the River Roost?
Well, I've had a couple unique, crazy nights. Probably the biggest thrill was, it was about 3 years ago, and I was on stage performing, and I saw all these managers starting to become very hyper and active, and there was more security, guys with little earphones in their ears, and a lot of people bustling around, and I knew something was about to happen. I didn't know what was going on. Well, and then I got a note that some big shot was showing up. Somebody, John Laster guy, was showing up, and I'd never heard of the fellow. I didn't care who it was. I'm going to put on my show. I don't care who he is. And here comes this guy with he had an entourage, and they sit down, and I was into my second show where I get a group of guys to stand up and run around the room like they're riding a horse. Well, okay, I don't know who this guy is. You want to come into my show, that's just fine. I'm going to get this guy and all his boyfriends there to stand up, and I got them to all run around the room like they're riding a horse. And then I get to the part of the show where I do the song Shout, and I get all the boys to lay down on the floor on their backs and wiggle their arms and legs near. Well, okay, here he goes. I got this big table of guys to get down on the floor and wiggle their arms and legs near. And I didn't know till I got home and Googled the name John Lasseter who John was. Of course, now I know very well who John was. He's been out to see the show probably 4 or 5 times, and I've really altered my show since he started coming out. When he first started coming out, I really wasn't doing any Disney songs at all. I was doing a few Disney songs, but now that when John started coming out, I really went on a Disney song binge, and I probably do more Disney songs than other songs, and it's just been a very fulfilling, a very enriching, very interesting experience to learn all these songs. I put two new Disney songs in my show just this last week.
Which two were they?
Let's see. This last week I put in Step in Time.
Okay.
I do a where I get all the kids to march around the room. I put that Step in Time in there.
That's awesome.
And I put in Hi Diddly Dee, Actor's Life's for Me.
That must be
That's
fun.
That's nice. And last time I saw you, you added Let It Go, right? The Frozen
song.
Yeah,
I do that out of respect for John because, you know, he's such a great and interesting person. And so I do. I still do that. I did it last night. You know, everybody groans when I start the song. But by golly, you start the song, and they all sing. They all lean their heads back and sing as loud as they can.
Now, who had the louder outfit on that night? You or John Lasseter?
Yeah, he always has to have on his Hawaiian shirt. And this last time that he came in, he'll sit in the very front row. And he'll practically put his feet on the stage. He just sits right there, right in the front. And it's just such a thrill to have him there to sing songs from Toy Story and have that guy sitting right there. It's really interesting. And he's brought in all these other really interesting people as well. You know, it's always, you never know.
Well,
but
what I like about him is he's one of the most like Walt Disney that there's been since Walt has passed. Like, you could tell he totally has a true passion for Walt Disney World in the parks.
He does. And it's interesting. They're going to open up a big Toy Story, not pavilion, but I think there's going to be a land. Yeah, a Toy Story land.
Over at the studios, they're going to build a whole Toy Story land.
Well, for all those big shots that come in there, John, and I love the guy and his wife and his family. I just love to entertain everybody, and it's always fun, no matter who's there, to entertain the folks. It's just a real thrill to be up there on that little stage.
Well, yeah, I've seen you myself probably 15, 20 times, and every time I can't believe when I leave with a smile on my face every single time. You do a wonderful job.
Well, thank you. It makes me happy, and I've never phoned that show in. Every night I get in there, I give myself a little pep talk. This is going to be my very best show, and there's a wall in the back as I walk through backstage is a plaque of all these different Walt Disney sayings, and the one that I love the most is "Give the people everything you can give them. Make this a real fun place to be." And as I walk past it, I wrap it with my knuckle, and that's my mantra as I'm walking through that door, is to give everybody my very best show, and that's what I do.
Now, Bob, I know you have a knack for remembering people's names and where they're from and all that. Is that a learned trait that you have, or is that something that you work at, or does that come naturally? Because I see you work the room when you come in, and then you tend to bring those folks into the show as the evening rolls along.
I do. I try to bring them all in, and as I walk through that room, I just try to remember everybody's name. I'll ask them where they're from and their name, and you can use that in a song and just pull them right into the show, and it's a great little tool.
Yes, it is.
Of all the songs that you play, of non-Disney songs, what's a couple of your favorites that you look forward to performing for everybody?
Yeah, every night. Well, I love I'm the king of the swingers, jungle VIP. I reached the top and made the top, and that's what's bothering me. I love that one. I love hit them 40 D-trails out of 1,002. Master, you're in luck, cause up your sleeve, you got a brand of magic, never fail. I love those two songs.
Awesome.
All night long.
One of the favorite ones for me is, and I remember when my godson was there, he was like 8 years old, we brought him down, and you were singing Oscar Mayer Wiener.
You know what? Another song I just started singing is I'm rapping Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh, there you go.
I am Sam. Sam, I am. You know that I, Sam, I am. Off we go.
Yeah, and New York's another favorite one of mine.
Get all the girls up and do the high kicks.
Absolutely.
Now, Bob, I know you've done other things across property. I think you've mentioned before you played at Coke Corner, and I'm interested. Doug and I are trying to get a scoop here. Are you going to be playing at Disney Springs? I thought I heard somewhere that you may be you may be doing some work down there in the future.
But it didn't work out. There's a restaurant over there, the Boathouse.
Okay.
I was trying. They called, and they were going to have a piano player and a saxophone player working on a ship, on a little boat that went out in the lake. Trying to pick up some shifts on my nights off from Port Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got Tuesday nights off from Port Orleans, and it would have been fun to get out there and play some different songs, play some old standards with a saxophone player. But and we rehearsed, and I practiced, and like some gigs in show business that we went out there to start, and that we never even got the first performance in. They just decided we weren't going to use entertainment on the boat. So that was the end of that.
That's a shame. Well, we were looking forward to that.
Pick that up, because it would have been fun to play some old standards with a saxophone player, but it just didn't work out.
Well, something might still happen in the future. Yeah. And now you were playing at House of Blues for a little while too, yeah. I think with a partner. Are you still doing that, or is that engagement ended?
That little gig it didn't fall apart. They just have never called me back. But the phone's sitting right here, and you never know when it might start ringing.
Well, start calling Bob. We want to see you. We want to see you 7 days a week, Bob. There's never enough of you at the parks. To be honest with you, you're what Disney's all about.
I'm ready to go. I got my toothbrush right here. And we ain't scared. Nobody has more fun than we do. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me, my wife, and my mother-in-law actually seen you at Coke Corner, Casey's Corner, playing the piano in the back room there years ago.
Yeah, that's a fun little gig. They're great piano players over there. Jim O'Mahundra, the man that's been there for years and years, he is just a fantastic piano player. I just love to play. Hear Jim O'Mahundra play. He's a wonderful musician. And this last week, I guess it was Thursday night, as I was sitting down to play, start my second show, here comes Carol Stein, the young woman that plays the piano over at the England Pavilion, over at the
Oh, yeah.
The hat lady. She came in.
Right.
sat in front row, and I've known her for a long, long time, Carol Stein. She's a wonderful musician. So there's some really great musicians that work over there at Disney.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
Bob, I know when you're off time, too. Could you talk a little bit about your charity work that you do? I know you do some work for, like, Give Kids the World. And could you tell us a little bit about your dealings with the kids?
Well, I'll be there Tuesday night. This Tuesday night, I go down at least once a month and perform and donate. We all donate our time down there. It's a real interesting place for those who have never heard of Give Kids a World. It's a little resort for kids with life-threatening diseases and their families. They can come and they can stay for free. And all the parks donate money, SeaWorld, Universal, Disney. It's actually, I think, mostly run by Rosen, the Rosen Hotel chain here in Orlando. But the families show up and everything's free. The transportation, all the parks for free. And the little resort has a merry-go-round, a big swimming pool, and you celebrate all kinds of things all year long. And a lot of the cast members from Disney donate their time. They all serve food. But what's really fun is in the little dining room where I play, all the furniture in the dining rooms, everything is geared for like a 4 or 5 year old. All the chairs, tables are these tiny little chairs and tables. Even the adults have to sit at these tiny little chairs and tables. And you go through the food line, and the only food they offer are tater tots, macaroni and cheese, hot dogs, things that 4, 5, and 6 year old kids might want to eat. They don't offer anything else but that. They got a 24-hour ice cream sundae bar. Everybody wants 24 hours ice cream sundae. There they are. And I go down there once a month and put on shows. And so it's lots of fun. It's a good piece of business. It's fun for me to go down and entertain.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it must be very, rewarding to, give the kids some happiness. I mean, like you said, most of them are very sick kids. And yeah, to kind of escape from that and have a little fun and see this crazy man up there playing like that, that's going to make you feel pretty good.
And it does. And it can be a sad place, but I just go down there and blow my bugle and jump around, and we just pretend like, and it's all good. We just all have a good time.
Absolutely. Awesome. I'll tell you, one of the other favorite times when I seen you was at Christmas time with you playing all the Christmas songs and everything else at the River Roost. We had a really good time with that, too. You did a great job.
All days of Christmas where I get everybody up and running around and doing ridiculous things, and the Lords are leaping. I get all the men to leap around the room, and it's a really fun show. It's a crazy show. And
absolutely, the 12 Days of Christmas was awesome. Yeah. You do a great job with that.
It's a highlight of my season there. It's just a big hoot.
Yeah, you all do. You have a Christmas CD also, don't you?
I do. I've got 10 CDs, all kinds of CDs, and my latest one is my original piano compositions that I was a music composition major in college, and I love to write my own music. And also this summer, I finally completed my Disney sing-along CD, and that's been a lot of fun. So anybody that's interested, they're on yeehawbob.com. You can check out all my recordings.
I was checking them out before, and we got the Christmas one years ago, and the other thing that cracked me up is I love your T-shirt. No one has more fun than me, and it has you on the back of it. It's really cool.
There you go. Yeah, I got some crazy stuff, bumper stickers. Don't mess it up, and nobody has more fun than us. Yeah, it's just been a big hoot.
So, I mean, we were just cleaning out our basement this weekend. We're getting our boiler replaced, Bob, and we're going through a lot of old paperwork and stuff. And I came across a picture of you, the big, the close-up one with the face that you signed for the kids and adults, for that matter. Yeah. When they come up between sets, and I just had to chuckle because my kids, they really liked that when they got that face. They talked about that for weeks. That, oh, yeah. Oh, I got Bob's face. Look at this, and it it just brings a little bit of joy. And you know, we kind of scrapbook all of our Disney vacations. And you've worked your way into quite a few of them because Port Orleans Riverside, or at the time Dixie Landings, when we first started going there, as it was called, you've been a part of that. So that's awesome.
It's fun for me. I'll be performing, and I'll have kids, young adults that were there when they were children, and now they're married and they're bringing their kids. Absolutely. And sometimes they'll even have their parents there, and I'll have three generations, and it's very rewarding. It's just been a great time.
It's probably one of those things where you just can't believe that you can't believe how lucky you are to keep having all these people come back. And You really seem like you have a great time meeting new people. Like, every time I book a trip or send people down there, the very first thing I tell them, they got to go see Yeehaw Bob.
Well, that makes me happy.
Because it's something different, you know what I mean? That people, it ain't the normal things. It's something that, it's off the beaten path, but they don't know what they're missing.
And we get them wound up, boy. I get them, they just get so wound up. It's so much fun to see these people have. It's fun for me to see these people having fun.
I mean, I mean, you have to actually save a seat to get there early. I mean, I've been going for years, and, you know, I know better. If you want to, you know, interact or be part of the show, you want to get a seat down front. But, you know, I'll get there early and, you know, get a table or two for folks that are coming later on. But just on my last trip, a friend of our, Doug and mine, Bob and Mary, they've been going to Disney World for, I think, over 10 years now, and they never heard of Yeehaw Bob. I couldn't believe it. So I invited them over there, and, you know, that was a night with the red bowler hats, and they saw you, and they really enjoyed themselves. But it's just amazing how even, you know, frequent visitors of Walt Disney World may not know that Bob exists, and there's still a lot of people out there that we can definitely get over to the port to take in your show.
Well, that's good. Well, I'm going to be watching for him. I'm going to have to run, gentlemen, and I appreciate you inviting me onto your show tonight.
Oh, it's been wonderful. We really appreciate you coming on, Bob, and we'll, next time we're down, which will be shortly, Dennis will be down in October, we'll introduce ourselves to you.
Okay, I'm going to be watching for you.
All right.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
Take care, Bob.
Yeah, Bob. Inviting everybody down to Port Orleans Riverside. I want to give a big thank you to Dennis and Doug for inviting me on the WW Main Street Podcast. I'll be watching for you. Bye, everybody.
Take care,
Bob. Good night, Bob.
Gentlemen, thank
you. Thank
you. Good luck to both of you.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
You too. Good night.
Bye.
That was great, Dan. It was nice to have Bob on, wasn't it?
It was. It was awesome.
Yeah, so. All right, everybody. That's it for this week's show. We really appreciate Bob joining us. Please go over to iTunes and Facebook and the whole nine yards to follow us and give us reviews. And don't forget to check me and Dennis out on Twitter. And we really appreciate you guys listening this week. You got anything else, Dan?
No, that was a whirlwind experience to have Mr. Bob Jackson come on the WDW Main Street Podcast, and
we would call that a hit and run here at the WDW Main Street Club, wouldn't we?
Right. Well, he's a busy man, as they say. He's in show business, so no, that was great that Bob took a few moments to join us, and I hope our listeners enjoy it as well.
Absolutely, buddy, and we will talk to you real soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. The show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact the Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.